Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday. If you have not been with us before, every Tuesday in our practices, we pick one of the tools out of the hundreds that we have accessible to us in our toolkit, and we make sure that we are all calibrated on what that one tool is. And we have been on our new Teen Talk series over the last couple of weeks. We've submitted on our social media pages questions that you all have, mainly for team members, on just background of dentistry, right? Because sometimes there are gaps in our training, or if you have experience or have gone through a dental assisting program, and a lot of times our doctors just don't have time to go over these things with us because they are focused on patients. So that is what this is for. This is for you, just to give you little short snippets of background information that help you communicate with your patients, whether you are front office or back office. We are all asked a lot of these questions, and we want to make sure that we have the education behind us to be able to answer these things appropriately. So today we are going to be talking about the difference between denture options. And even though they're not all technically dentures, they tend to fall in the same category. So we have three main options when we're talking about fully restoring someone's dentition, aside from doing individual implants. That's something that we can talk about another time. That is not something that is done very frequently. So we're just talking about kind of full mouth restoration options right now. So the first option is traditional removable dentures. So this is, people have their teeth taken out, they have dentures that go in. The big advantage with that is that that is the most cost-effective option for people. They could take them in and out to clean them. We can take them if they need repairs. But of course, the disadvantage to that is there is nothing actually anchoring those in place. So an upper denture a lot of times stays in a little bit better because you can get some suction on the roof of the mouth. I know that that is counterintuitive. It seems like gravity would be working against you, but you can't get that suction on the roof of the mouth. The lowers people tend to struggle with a lot because they're fighting with your tongue, right? So your tongue is down there every time you're talking or eating, and it's fighting for space. And so the lowers tend to float around a little bit, but it is a good option for people who need to replace their teeth. Dentures have been around a long time. Now, I don't know why grandma put her teeth in the glass in the bathroom that everyone has this horror picture in their mind. I don't know why grandma couldn't put a Tupperware that the teeth weren't just floating in there, but that's what everyone has in their mind. If someone goes through the traditional removable denture route, I also always let them know it's not all for naught. It's not like you're going to always be in pain with dentures. Dentures have come a long way in how they are custom fit. And if we need to make adjustments, we can make it so that people shouldn't be in pain with their dentures. They may have difficulty eating and chewing some of the things they want to eat or chew, but a lot of times those people can't eat or chew the things that they want to eat or chew anyway because of the condition of their teeth, but they shouldn't be in pain. So that's something right off the bat that I talk to patients about. Yes, there's an adjustment period. We always say it's like a new pair of shoes. You have to adjust. We need to make adjustments and then go from there. But they shouldn't just be, that means that they're sentenced to a life of pain. That's not what we're going for when it comes to dentures. Now, locator denture options are dentures that are actually fixed into implants. They click in kind of like a button on your sweater. They snap in place. Those are a really great option that a lot of patients really appreciate having. And many, many of our patients do this as an option, and it works extremely well. So what it is it's still a denture, but we can make those a lot thinner. A lot of times we don't have to involve a lot of the palate because they are snapped into implants. We usually place 4 implants on the top, 2 implants on the bottom. So it doesn't have to be wall-to-wall implants. Again, everybody's case is a little bit different, but that tends to be the standard. And then they snap into place. The big advantages with these are they are less expensive, obviously, than an all-in-X option. They snap into those implants so that they are actually supported by implants and bone. They're not just sitting floating on the gums. And it's a lot more cost-effective for people to fix them down the road as they need repairs. Again, they can take them in and out to clean them, and people are very happy with them. Now, if you go on the farthest end of the spectrum, you have the All-in-X option, which is the fixed restoration option. All-in-X is a brand that, you know, it's kind of like the Kleenex of the implant restoration world. Now, these are screwed into implants so that only your dentist can take them out. So they have to come into the office if a patient has to have them cleaned, if they need to be repaired. So they are absolutely the fixed option. They are also the most expensive option, and it's inevitable that things are going to need to be fixed on them, right? Things break. It's like tires on the car. If you're using your teeth, things are going to have to be repaired over time. So we want to make sure that patients are aware of that, but it's a little bit more of a process that people go through, you know, when things do have to be repaired. That treatment option is cost prohibitive for a lot of patients, but again, it's not all for naught. We have had plenty of patients who have come to us wanting an All-in-X because they heard about it somewhere or saw it on a billboard, can't afford the All-in-X. So they start with the locator denture option. I always tell people, hey, Maybe you're doing a locator now. Maybe we go to an All-NX down the road. We can use those implants. Again, it at least gets you started somewhere, and they never convert to anything else because they're perfectly happy with the locator denture option. So those are kind of the three buckets that people fall in with these things. Most patients, I also try to break down the barriers for these and let them know, most of our patients do some kind of financing with these kind of cases, you know, whether it's family or they do third-party financing, just again, to break down some of those barriers so that they don't feel shame when they come in and they don't have it all right that second in time to drop down. But again, a lot of these people, the hope is such an important piece of it because right now they've lost teeth, they can't chew, a lot of them are in pain or they have chronic infection going on. So this gets them into a much better phase. And that's a win for them. So again, remember the hope, like, yes, they have to go through a transition period with surgery and new restorations and that kind of thing. But at the end of it, they're going to be in a lot better situation and their oral health in general is going to be a lot better off. So if there are other topics like this that you want us to cover, just like I said, just those little nuggets from a dental education standpoint so that you feel confident in what it is that you're doing and the options that you're doctors are offering to your patients, please feel free to reach out to us, connect at pivotdentalsolutions.com. We're on all of the social media platforms. We're happy to talk about these things, answer the questions that you have. And we also have a team training platform. So if these are background knowledge, things that you think that your team really could benefit from, join our team too. We're always sharing ideas back and forth. We'd be happy to help you. So just reach out, let us know how we can help, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.